Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on another show. My name is TJ Ryan. You're listening to Out There. And this week, you know, I didn't have to go far for this guest. I was thinking to myself, okay, now I got to get another guest lined up. Sometimes it's real easy, and then other times. So thanks to Jennifer Couples again. She let me know about an event that took place in Marquette, and there was a person that was going to do some channeling. And I don't think I've ever had a channeler on my show, but she does more than that. Her name is Rosalyn Elena McGrath. She's from Marquette. How you doing, Rosalyn?
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on the show. Now, I saw, you know, you and I were talking about this the other night about, because we kind of do like a pre-call, and you do channeling, but you do healing work. And, you know, when people hear channeling right away, they're going to think that you're channeling spirits. I think that's kind of the notion that a lot of, but you don't really do that so much, do you?
I really like to leave it open, so that whatever is for the highest good for that person and their intention.
So this is more of an, this is more of an individual thing that you do, not so much like a group thing.
Typically, yes. Lately, I've been doing some group channeling work, and that's taken the form of helping people go on an inner journey to clarify their own wisdom.
Okay, now, just so we could take a step back, if you could tell me a little bit about, because you and I talked about this, kind of some of it's kind of interesting and funny. First of all, where you grew up from, where you're from. You probably come from a fairly conservative family, I'm guessing. You and I talked about that. And how did they accept this thing that you were going to start doing channeling?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when it came to their attention. I grew up in Queens, New York.
Okay.
And with my parents and my sister. And, you know, in our culture, intuition is not something that's generally talked about. And it was many years before I recognized signs of my own intuitive skills.
Okay. And you and I talked about that, that you would sense things, and you kind of thought, well, everybody does that. And then later you've realized, well, maybe not.
Yeah, living is an eye-opener. If you look around, I think we all have our own, you know, mindset and perceptions, and it takes time to realize what is different about us than maybe other people, although I believe we all have intuitive traits, but when we don't pay attention to them, they can be more dormant.
They become more dormant, and you have to do some things, like you told me when we talked the other night, that really, you have to develop this over a period of time, and the more you do it, then it just opens more doors. But now you currently live in Marquette with your husband?
Yes.
And do you have any children?
No, except for a stepson, okay. Who is a young adult now.
Now, do you have any pets or anything like that?
We are occasional foster parents for other doggies.
Okay.
Since our dog passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how did you first of all get interested in channeling? I mean, is that something that frightened, you know, when you talked about it? Was your mom afraid of that, or were others around you? Or?
Well, when that topic came to my mom's attention, it definitely scared her. And this wasn't about me channeling, even, but learning a form of energetic healing called La Ho Chi that used the word channeling in the description.
Okay. And La Ho Chi, how would you define La Ho Chi?
I'd say the La stands for love, light, and wisdom.
Okay.
And the Ho is for the horizontal or the earth plane.
Okay.
The Chi refers to your life force energy. So that love, light, and wisdom is flowing through the earth plane to activate your life force so that you flow with more harmony with that light, love, and wisdom that is innate in you. It helps you connect to that place of divine love.
And you and I also discussed that we both feel, not just feel it, sense it, but see it, this going on, that it's becoming more apparent to a lot more people for some reason, right?
Absolutely. Because I also teach workshops in many of the types of things I do, I see how much easier it is for people to learn now than 10 and 12 years ago.
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, my understanding is, is that even the scientific instruments have measured how the frequency of the Earth has gone much faster now.
Mm.
I haven't heard any scientific rationale for why that is, but from my spiritual understanding, as with many other people's, there really is an intention to evolve, and that is happening. And what looks like a mess in the world
right.
is, if you think about cleaning out your closet,
right.
you know, first you get a big mess,
mm-hmm.
but you don't go, oh my God, you know, this is horrible.
Right.
You know that you are getting things in order, and I believe that's what's happening now.
So the Earth is going through a change, and we are going through a change. Would you say that?
Yes, absolutely.
And why is this happening now?
I think we set this into motion long ago.
Okay. So similar to the cycle that they talk about. Every
yes.
so many thousands of years, the Earth and the universe is going through. And I just kind of see it like, in my own opinion, Rosalind, is like, it's always evolving. We're, as spiritual beings, we're always evolving, and things are changing. And you got to have fun and do something different, right? If we did the same thing all the time, right?
So, yes.
So what may seem like a lot of chaos, and I've had other guests talk about this, and, you know, it's really hard to pinpoint what exactly, you know, there's a lot of fear around 2012, and I don't want to create that. That's the last thing I want people to. What is your perspective on all that?
It's the beginning of a new time. And it's not a flat-out new beginning like all the old is gone, but we are in the process of destructuring in many ways, while some have been working on a new structure so that that can come into place. I think we will commonly accept profound abilities that we did not consider in the past.
So would you say that we're probably much greater than we realize, that we have these abilities that we're not even close to understanding yet?
One of my favorite quotes, and I'm not sure where it came from, is that your conscious mind is like a pea in the middle of a huge garden.
Hmm.
And yes, we are going to discover more of that garden.
You know what, Rosalind? I sure hope they water me. I sure hope they give me a little plant food.
Well, we've got a little snow today for you. I'm sure that can melt.
That's right. My little pea is going to get wet. There we go. So we talk about channeling, and we'll talk about some of the other things you do as well. But a lot of people think you're going to channel a spirit and something's going to talk through you. But how do you do this? And it's more of an individual thing. You work with people to help them increase their energy, improve their energy, align their energy?
Really, whatever kind of change they're looking for, and what I find in the channeling is it will take the person as far as they are willing to go, and no further.
So you're not channeling Elvis or anything like that?
No, I have not channeled Elvis.
Not recently.
Occasionally, years ago, I would occasionally get a little message from a well-known person who passed.
Really?
That was relevant to my questions about them.
Really? Do you
yeah.
care to share who that would be?
That's
okay. I don't mean to ask something that we don't want to go into.
Well, I guess I can't remember what came through. But I did, I guess, feel a concern about Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
And I get such a sense of his spirit. I remember that more than anything that was briefly communicated.
Hmm.
I don't, you know, habitually do that because, as I said, when we spoke last night, my focus is what is going to help the person
right,
most.
Right.
And of course, you know, I too can find it quite entertaining
right.
to hear, you know, tidbits about people known. Martin Luther King, you know, I asked what, you know, there was something that came through, and I honestly can't remember, because once it changes my perspective on something with a person's life, I feel so complete that it's done.
And it moves on and you don't really hang on to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and we'll come back. Do you have a website at all, Roslyn?
I do. It's www.intuitivelearningcreations.com.
Okay, intuitivelearningcreations.com. And we'll continue with Roslyn Elena McGrath in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Roslyn Elena McGrath of Intuitive Learning Creations. If you'd like some assistance in more fully living your soul potential, feel free to reach me at 906-228-9097 or through my website, intuitivelearningcreations.com. To discuss possible options, I offer in-person and phone sessions in different forms of healing art, channeling, soul-body fusion, channeling, intuitive counseling, and energetic healing.
It's out there, out there, out there, out
there. Her name is Roslyn Elena McGrath. She's from Marquette, originally from Queens, New York. Do you miss the big city at all, Roslyn?
I don't.
Okay.
I really love Marquette.
Do you live right in Marquette, or you live out of it a ways? Or?
I'm in the town of Marquette, but a house that has more public grounds around it.
Okay.
So it gives us a combination, and I can still just walk down to the post office.
So you still have like a country, but a kind of a relaxed atmosphere the way you
yeah.
live. I live out of town from Escanaba about 15 minutes, and it's pretty much country. And I just love that because I grew up that way, you know, and it's funny how you return. It mm-hmm. calls to you. It just would call to me a little bit at a time. Come back to the country. It's like, and I would go, okay. Sooner or later, I finally listened. We were talking about channeling and let's say, for example, somebody comes in and you're going to do a channeling with them. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I explain to them that neither I nor any energies that I channel read their minds.
Okay.
They read the person's energy, but not their mind. And so it's up to them to decide how much they're willing to communicate and how far they want to go. And that anything they find, if they feel they're not comfortable with it or they want to change direction, they need to speak up. So really to empower them in the dialogue. And the more open they are, the more fully these energies can work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this can take the form of more verbally with information, but it can also help the person go on an inner journey where they become more aware of their own feelings and energies and make shifts on a deep level so that they begin to see and experience things in a way that makes them happier, really.
Kind of get rid of some of the baggage.
Yes.
The whole purpose of doing this is to help them heal, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely.
And once you heal, you can kind of take the next step, if that's what you want to do.
Absolutely. And beyond healing, there is what new potential can we grow to?
We're always evolving.
Yes.
What's going to happen now? Am I going to grow a tail? No, not that kind of evolving. Spiritually evolving. Now, here's a question that I ask people from time to time. A lot of people hear this, and I don't know what their beliefs are, and I'm not trying to trample on anybody. You know, this is what we just presented. You can pick and choose what you like. But why are we here? Why do we come here? What is our purpose? And what's your take on all that, Ross?
Oh, just a little question like that.
Yeah, that's a small 30-second answer, I'm sure.
Well, my personal, what I usually start out with anything of that topic comes up, especially when someone is really feeling challenged in their life, is, well, we certainly didn't want to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that we came here to experience and explore, mm-hmm. and evolution is a natural part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe, unlike some people, that that the focus is school. I believe you can experience human life as school,
mm-hmm.
but that that is one option.
Well,
and
said.
That because evolution is natural, just find discovering the wonders that are possible naturally takes you down that road in whatever way that is, which may not look like it to anyone else.
Right. Everybody's got their own journey. And, you know, I don't talk too much about my own because I try to just leave people to... I don't want to color it in any way, but I pretty much see it the same way, that this is really a journey of self, and we choose to do this because, for one, like you said, we don't want to be bored, and... Hey, this is fun. I want to try that. I want to try. I guess I don't want to try that again. I got hit by a bus. You know, maybe I want to try something else. What's that like? Like little kids. Mm-hmm. I want to do this. I want to try that. And that's how we learn and explore. And since we're all connected, you know, it's all connected. And there's a divine being, if you want to call it, or a higher being, or a being that started all of it. It experiences all those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my version of it. You're doing good. Keep doing that. You keep doing that.
I mean, I believe we're all facets of this incredible source
mm-hmm.
of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we're facets of it, we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
And we are unique facets of that one.
Each one of us are individually unique. But yeah, we're all connected. That's a mind boggler for you today. So we're going to talk about some of the healing work you do as well. Now, you do something that's called soul-body fusion. Can you explain that?
That is a process that helps your soul and body to function more harmoniously together.
Mm.
There are many common human experiences that the soul has tended to respond to by being less present in the person's life. All kinds of pain that we've gone through.
Now you're talking for more than one time around, right?
I am. But even if you look at, let's say it's somehow it is this time, although I believe a soul naturally says that you have more than this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Just the trauma that can come with birth, the painful experiences emotionally, car accidents, any form of abuse, all of these things. I mean, you can feel yourself going, I don't want to really feel that. I don't want to really be here. And so some part of us can become more withdrawn, and even just being told no a lot as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our conditioning that... either, there isn't a soul and it's all about the material world, or that it's all about the soul and the body is bad.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things make it less likely that we will be fully present.
And we'll also, it also keeps us from taking another step forward, right?
Absolutely. Because the soul is connected to the limitless potential of the creator, of all that is,
mm-hmm.
The more we bring our soul in, the more of can be lived.
Do you believe that we can kind of create on the fly, that we can change the direction that we want to go and reprogram? Some people say, like, I had a hypnotist on, really decent fella, who said that we've kind of got all of this stuff programmed in our subconscious, and we can actually change that, which is an incredible freeing thought that I don't have this plan for me in my life, and I'm stuck with this the rest of my life.
I know that we can make shifts with that. And sometimes there can be a powerful experience that clearly moves that forward, and sometimes it's more subtle as a variety of choices come together and you see it more gradually over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that everything we do has an effect, our actions, there's always like a reaction to all that?
I think the ripple is way more than any of us have consciously been aware of.
And it's not just our actions, but our thoughts as well?
It is amazing how powerful our thoughts are.
Mm.
And I see that science is starting to catch up to that with all the research on the plasticity of the brain. And in fact, my mom gave me a book recently about that, and it showed all these studies on how you can, if you step-by-step exercise in your mind, mm-hmm. your muscles strengthen just as much.
Right.
If you did it physically.
Mm-hmm.
Even I was blown away.
And then I also heard, too, did you hear the study that said when you work out, mm-hmm. if you focus that thought on a muscle, it will increase it by, I don't know what the percentage was, but mm-hmm. it's like it really actually made it that much stronger by putting that focused thought towards it. But it's kind of cool. Now you're telling me I can just work out with my brain, and I'm gonna be in good shape.
Yeah, but now a friend told me, oh, my goodness, I know that really works, because he said after a certain amount that he did in his mind, his arms hurt.
Really?
So I guess we may not necessarily do any more, do it any better in our minds than if we did it physically. But
well, that gives me an idea to open up a gym in the mind.
Ooh, mm-hmm. there you go. I see the franchises now.
Rosalind Elena McGrath is from Marquette. We'll continue talking to her on Out There.
Out there.
Let me just say this about Rosalind, from what I can tell, a great joy to talk to, pretty genuine. I feel she's very genuine in what she says. Matter of fact, between the breaks, we have kind of like a show between a show going on, and I've saved some of that. I'll throw it on the end here. But my feeling, very genuine person, as most people that I wind up talking to, they're not, from what I can tell, trying to mislead you in any direction. And that's what I always try to look for. But who knows? I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Coming up next week, we're going to talk to my chiropractor. Believe it or not, he was willing to come on. Dr. Hubert will be coming on with me next week. We're going to talk about chiropractics, but many things. Every 3 weeks, I go to see him, and we always have very interesting conversations. And he's finally agreed to come on the show and share some of the things that are close to his heart. And we'll do that next week. Thanks for listening.
It's Out There. Out There. Out There. Out There.
Thanks for listening to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan, and my guest is Rosalind Elena McGrath. She's from Marquette, Michigan, and has been there how many years now in Marquette, Elena? Rosalind?
Almost 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's just, isn't the UP, those, you know, I got people listening to this show. I don't know where they're from, but I know there are some in foreign countries, and I'm sure there's many beautiful places on the planet, but there's something really unique about the UP.
There is. I mean, the land, the people, the lake, this is really an incredible place.
Do you think the energies are, I just feel a strong energy up here, and I'm sure near any major body of water is part of it, but also the woods that we have up here, there's a lot of energy with that, too.
16 years ago, when I first crossed the bridge, as they call it, to the mm-hmm. Upper Peninsula, mm-hmm. And I was really new to anything spiritual, consciously, at that point. All the hairs were standing up on my arms.
Wow.
And it was in the middle of the coldest winter on record across the country, and I am not a winter fan, and I fell in love with this place.
Yeah. There's something, and there's many places. I think this is why people live next to the ocean. There's just a great energy being near a huge body of water. But then also, you could say the same about deserts, maybe. And there's just so much beauty. Getting back to what we were talking about as far as, we're going to go back into the channeling. You wanted to touch on that a little bit more. What other things do you do, or what would you like to say about the channeling?
I guess basically that I have learned so much by opening that way. And there's so many forms that channeling can take. I think that when we really open to inspiration, there is a type of channeling going on.
Now, really, maybe we should define it because we never really did. When you're channeling, mm-hmm. you're allowing an energy basically to come through you, but you're still present.
In my channeling, I am, yes.
Because okay. I've heard some channels say, I know what's going on, but when I get done with it, I really couldn't tell you what was said. And that's a lot of times when like a spirit is talking through somebody or an entity, whatever you want to define it as. But in your case, you're basically drawing this in and you're well aware of it.
I'm well aware of it. I let people know I may not retain it too much longer after their appointment, just because it comes so in the moment that it's only what really makes an impression on me personally that I retain later.
Okay. And so this procedure, if somebody comes to you, how long does that last normally?
A typical appointment would be 1 hour.
Okay.
I have occasionally done longer ones. If the person wants to leave it open and they're involved in an intensive journey, and may have done a little bit that are shorter, but usually an hour is a good amount of time.
Okay, so people need that amount of time. And normally, is this during the week that you do this, or weekends, or?
Usually during the week. Once in a while, I can work that out on the weekend if that's the only time that works for somebody. Since I'm self-employed and work from home, I try to keep some kind of boundary, challenging as that can be.
Right, because it can easily slip right over into the personal side of it. Now, you were going to mention also about how the channeling, you do another thing that's called symbolic drawings, your artwork. Now, how is that connected? Is something that you feel you're going to draw a picture of?
I will open to, again, the energies that need to come through and how they're asking to be expressed. So one of my favorite forms is the soul gift sketch. And I'm asking for a representation of some of the gifts the person was born with that relate to their life purpose, of course. And as I tell people, we could never show all your gifts in one place because there's so much potential within us. But I ask for what is most helpful for you to be aware of right now. And often, people often expect me to see on the spiritual level because I'm a visual artist. And occasionally I will, but actually my hearing is stronger on that level. So many times I have a sense of the person that the drawing is for. I'll have a sense of them telling me, I want a red circle right at the center. And they'll start to give me directions.
And you're saying this is their soul or their spirit communicating with you?
I feel it's like their higher self.
Okay.
Communicating with me. Sometimes it's not so much that way. I'm just getting a sense, and I just continue with what I'm drawn to do next. And while I'm drawing, I don't try to interpret in any way.
Now, how does this help somebody when they get this drawing? Does this help them realize some things that they know inside, deep inside, and open a few doors for them?
Sometimes it's things they're quite aware of. Sometimes it's things they haven't really considered before or even looked at as a gift. For example, one man first looked at his drawing, and I like people to give their impression first so that they claim the drawing for themselves and they're not looking to me as much. And his first reaction was, that's my anger.
Wow.
And I said, no, that's your intensity.
Ah.
Because these drawings are about the gifts. There is no bad news in a soul gift sketch. And it helps people really appreciate parts of themselves that they may not have before.
Now, you had mentioned the life plan. Now, what exactly is that for somebody that might not know what you mean by that?
I would say life purpose. Plan, I'm not sure how much is planned.
Okay, so a life purpose. I mean, everybody's purpose is going to be different?
Yes. There may be certainly similarities of purpose, and I do believe to some level that we're all here to grow in love, in giving and receiving love. But as we're each unique aspects of the Creator, there is specific energies that we carry that no one else has exactly the same. And our purpose can be similar to some people's, but our way of expressing that in life is absolutely unique. And so what we don't bring to the table doesn't get to join the party.
Hmm. And so you're going to help them unlock that.
That is my goal and my gift and my love, because to see people change, I mean, to see them become brighter and more alive and more confident and happy.
Mm-hmm. Filled with joy.
This, I mean, it's like, wow, I've got the best job I could possibly have.
Absolutely. It's very rewarding, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And these people, then they start become more joy-filled, I'm guessing, too.
Yes. It's not that we won't hit challenges.
Right.
That's part of our learning, and the more lightly we learn to take those challenges, the more we can roll with it.
Absolutely. I agree with that, too. That's why I tend to clown around them a lot. Not that things aren't serious at times, and I know there are times that you have to be that way, but I see it the majority of the time, I see that just be joyful and happy. And there are, like I say, there's times you can't be, but if you can just stick to that, and I just feel like this inner kid's inside of me going, come on, let's play. And that just comes out of me all the time.
One of the favorite messages that I personally received in channeling is without humor, nothing would exist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Well, we just got a couple of minutes, and when I talked to you on the phone the other night, is that I wanted to see if you had anything specific maybe you could tell, certainly not using anybody's names because that's confidential, but like a healing work, or maybe an aha moment or something that changed somebody, if you want to refer to something.
Sure. I guess this is a different type of example than what we've talked about so far, but, you know, every part of our life is important, including the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple come to me for energetic healing sessions. And the woman had quite a few health problems and even some challenges to get in the house. And so she said, you know, she needed her husband to come with her, and they would do these two sessions in a row. And she asked that I work with him first. And when we were done, I found out that she said she was in extreme pain, and she was very sorry, but she had to go home.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, you are at a healer's house, and maybe you would like to just give us a little time, and let's see if this will help you. And so, when I promised her that, you know, if in 15 minutes she still felt she was too uncomfortable, that she should go home, it just didn't seem that she would feel any better when she got home.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I never know what's going to happen. And I did what's called light activation body work. And that is bringing your soul light more fully into the physical body. And that which doesn't match that starts to move out.
Mm.
And so it has a little bit of physical manipulation, but not as much as a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to work with this woman, and she started shifting faster than anybody that has received this for the first time that I had worked with before. And in usually those types of sessions take me at least an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We worked maybe half that time, and she felt great afterwards.
Wow.
It was powerful for me to see that much change in that much time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so she really had a great benefit from it.
She did. I mean, she was just sparkling and glowing and very grateful. And
Was it something, do you know, Rosalind, was it something that lasted?
I do not have that feedback.
Okay.
And, you know, I can't assume that. I know there were a lot of physical challenges, and it can take some repetition to learn to hold a new energy pattern, especially all the changes it makes in a person's life.
Absolutely. And it's almost like the body is so used to the old way, it's going to keep trying to go back to the old way. My chiropractor told me that, you know, you adjust somebody's back. Well, the back's been curved for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the body keeps saying, no, no, it's supposed to be like this. And then finally, when you get it, that's why they have to keep doing so many adjustments. And it finally goes, no, it's supposed to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the body goes, oh, it's like cell memory or conscious memory within the body.
Yes.
So
there are permanent changes that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more things that come up for healing. My experience in receiving healing has been there are times that it has moved my low to a higher place from that one with something chronic. And so I may still be working with it, but it's it doesn't have the intensity that it used to.
That it once had.
Yeah.
And over time, perhaps that can be gone completely.
It, you know, I know how much my life has changed, including some of my physical experiences, and I know that this is possible for us.
I think it sounds very interesting. I've heard of the Lahochi? Is that what you call it?
Lahochi.
And it's finally nice to find out a little more about this. We're going to have to talk some more, if you don't mind, Rosalind, if I can twist your arm.
Okay.
Spiritually.
Very fun. I'd be thrilled to.
Spiritually twist your arm, not physically. And we will continue this again. Rosalind Elena McGrath out of Marquette. Your website once again, please.
www.intuitivelearningcreations.com.
And get a hold of her if you have any questions, because I think she might be able to help you out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.
I read somewhere once that we are happiest when we create. Do you feel that at all, Rosalind?
Well, as an artist, how can I not?
Okay. And I know when I'm doing stuff on the radio. That's why I like being on the radio, because I can create voices and characters and things, thoughts just come to me, and I know where they come from.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm creating right on the spot.
Yep. The thing is that we're constantly creating.
Right.
But people aren't necessarily noticing or liking what they're creating.
And do you think we're creating when we're asleep as well?
I'm sure we must be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a friend of mine that told me that something about that we do this, a lot of our planning when we leave our body. And then this little fox told me that the other day, too. It's like, yes, when you ever wake up really tired, I said, yeah. And he said, you are out with your buddies, the people that you came here with, that you get together. And you left your body and you are all planning and creating what you're going to do, going through it. And I thought, well, that makes sense, because I wake up some nights. And he says, it happens on the nights when you don't remember your dreams. And I thought, well, that's weird, because it happened to me before where I don't remember. And usually I do every night. And I don't remember my dreams, and I wake up exhausted. And I'm thinking, I had a good night's sleep. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Did somebody break in and make me run around the house three times? What's going on?
Well, I woke up really happy this morning.
Well, that's good.
So I took that as a having a lot to do with intention for our conversation.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. we may have planned and somewhere in the night bumped into each other and said, okay, we're going to do this, right? Okay, good. See ya.